As we do around this time on a Monday morning, let's catch up with Bendigo Police. This morning we're chatting with Active Senior Sergeant Rod Davis. Rod, good morning to you. Morning, Rod.
Good morning.
Now, a pretty quiet weekend, which I guess from your perspective and that of the police is good news.
Oh, absolutely, Robbo. Yes, look, not much of interest really for us, just business as usual over the weekend, which is obviously quite good.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things, I guess, each year we just need to continually remind ourselves of, and one of those would certainly be cars in the heat, because it's been hot, it's going to be hot all week, and, you know, you only need to get out and zip into the shop and come back out and get in the car to realise just how hot, how quickly it gets in the car.
Yeah, look, absolutely, Robbo. As your listeners will be aware, we've had a, you know, obviously a few days of mid-30 degree temperature, and it looks like we've got most of this week again in the high 30s. So it's really important around vehicle safety in the heat. That includes children in vehicles, as well as pets being left in cars. Emergency service personnel can get called to occasions when pets have been left alone in cars while people have gone off shopping for a short period of time. So look, I'd just really like to remind people to remember who's in the car, whether it be a pet or your young child in the back seat, and please don't leave them in the car, no matter how short the period's going to be.
Yeah. Fire safety, another one to talk about as well, because, of course, Wednesday, it is Australia Day, and traditionally, every man and his dog have a barbecue. And certainly, it's easy for things to get out of hand if you're not really on top of it and take it very carefully.
Yes, look, absolutely, Rob. I'd just like to push around safety in relation to barbecues, using them outside. I'd just like to reinforce not to leave them alone, particularly with a naked flame in this time of the year. Also for young children that might be present around at gatherings, that sort of thing as well. Just remember the hot plates are extremely hot and can cause injury to young people very, very quickly. And also just a reminder to check your connections on your gas bottle. Yeah. Do the quick soap and water check around all your connections. Make sure there's no leaks and that your gas bottle is currently certified. And I believe they last for around 10 years. And that's stamped on the top of your bottle. So just have a look at that and make sure everything's working correctly and safe.
Yeah, exactly. You just want everything perfect so you can absolutely burn the shizen out of the sausages and eat a bit of charcoal. It's fantastic.
That's it.
It's the Australian way.
Hey,
and as always, of course, the Victoria Police will be having an operation focusing particularly on activities and roads, Operation Amity this year.
Yes, look, that's conducted every year around the Australia Day day, being obviously we commence Tuesday the 25th and run through to Wednesday. It's a 2-day operation for us. It's a statewide operation, particularly focusing around impaired driving, speed, fatigue and distraction of offences, as well as seatbelt compliance. So that goes along with your mobile phones, wearing your seatbelts and your drug and drink driving. So police will be out and about, pulling motorists over, doing random checks, just to try and keep on top of the road toll within the region and also Victoria.
Yeah. I actually did my research and looked up what amity means, which is friendly relations. There you go.
Oh, right.
Oh, there we are.
So there we go.
Expect a friendly policeman to pull you over, but could get grumpy very quickly if you are transgressing in one of those areas we've just discussed. So the easy way out of that, don't transgress and they'll remain friendly. Fair point?
That's it. Fair point, Robbo.
Good on you, Rod. Hey, listen, thanks very much for joining us and we'll talk to one of your colleagues again next week.
Thank you very much, Robbo.
All the best. Active Senior Sergeant Rod Davis from the Bendigo Police joining us on the Wake Up Call.